Walker contends the rest of the current two-year state budget may be about $150 million in the red. He says the best way to fix the hole may be to turn to the wallets of thousands of state employees who he'd like to tell to make a 5% contribution to their pensions beginning in January and have their health insurance premiums roughly doubled or tripled. Walker says many private sector workers are taking a big hit.
I think anybody who's here who's not in government would say 5% contribution to your retirement, 12% contribution in terms of premiums for your health care is a pretty reasonable option. It's not exorbitant.
Walker hustled out of a Milwaukee Press Club forum before he could be asked about the hefty salaries and bonuses of some private sector executives. But Brian Kennedy of AFT Wisconsin, the second largest state employees union, says the governor-elect is thinking about the wealthy.
Well, he's also proposing tax cuts for millionaires. And so the choices he's making basically are to say that there's money to give tax breaks to millionaires, but there's no money for health care for public workers. I'm concerned, obviously, where his priorities are and certainly where his values are.
Governor-elect Walker also says if state lawmakers approve new union contracts this month, it'll be tougher to protect people on medical assistance or those who need help from the public defender's office. And he says he and Republican lawmakers may look into trying to decertify state employee unions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.